Hey, social workers, counselors, therapists, community workers, and other helping professionals. This is the Case Notes from the Field Social Work Podcast. Check out socialworkmentor.com/links to find out more about this podcast and everything else that we do. Welcome to Case Notes from the Field, a podcast where we get into the thoughts and everyday lives of some of the most interesting people in our field. Our goal is to showcase the knowledge and experiences of social workers and other helping professionals with anyone who has an interest in working with people, promoting social justice, and learning more about the best line of work in the world. So, welcome everybody. This is episode one. And I'd like to welcome my first guest ever, Mariah Mensing. Am I saying that right? I never was quite sure if
yes,
I was.
Yes, you're saying.
Okay, Mariah Mensing. I met Mariah several years ago when we worked together for a local county child welfare department. And then Mariah and I both kind of went our separate ways professionally, but we still kind of keep in touch a little bit over social media. And I know she's been up to some pretty exciting stuff. So that's why I was happy to get her on here with me for episode one. So please, if you're watching this, please forgive us. We're trying to get everything set up so you might see us a little close to the mic or further away, but hopefully you'll get the, you know, you'll see what we're trying to do and you'll hear some good content. I know you're going to hear that. So all that stuff being said and out of the way, Mariah, why don't you start off, I guess, and maybe you could tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from, what's like your educational background or anything you might want to share about your work or family history or just so we can get to know you a little bit.
Okay. That's a loaded question. But I love it. Exactly. I'll share something that's what I like to call digestible.
Tell us all the worst and most exciting stuff about yourself.
There's so much. But to start, I am from San Luis Obispo County, grew up there, and moved to the Bay Area about 7.5 years ago to go to school at San Jose State to do their social work program, and did their program, completed it, and then pretty much since then I've been doing social work in different capacities. A little bit more on my background, I have a big family, I have 5 siblings. I'm adopted, and yeah, I love life. I love social work. I have been in and out of working with different nonprofits and worked with the county with you. And then now I have my own business kind of combining everything that I love in life.
Okay, and we're for sure going to get to that. You'll see some of Mariah's merch right here, and we'll talk about that in a little while. But you mentioned that you love social work, and so I wanted to just kind of, this is a question that I'll hopefully will be asking of the guests that come on this show, because I think it's important for people to get an idea of just what brings people to social work. So do you have any kind of story or anecdote, or have you ever thought, like, why did you end up choosing this kind of work or social work?
Yeah, I feel like I get that question a lot.
I think we all do.
It's such a big question for me because it's been so much of my life without even the title and me realizing, this is social work. But I actually had originally, when I was in high school, I had a guidance counselor help me figure out my path and what I wanted to do. And I originally was going to do teaching and get into working with high school students, because for some reason I've always loved working with high school students, and so he kind of helped me figure out that path and was like, maybe getting your teaching credential would be something you can do, and so that's what I was originally going to do, and then get more into psychology and counseling and all of that. So my path was to do be a school counselor, so kind of in that journey of figuring out what I wanted to do and taking different classes, I discovered social work, and it was something that was like a light bulb. It was like, oh my gosh, yes. When I read what it was, I was like, this is totally my personality. This is exactly what I want to do. Mm-hmm. So when I found that as a degree, as a major, I was like, yes, this is what I'm going to do. So I switched gears and ended up taking all the classes I could and then getting ready to transfer. It took me a really long time. Like, I didn't transfer out of a community college until, like, let's see, I was like in my late 20s.
So you took your time. You took the easy. But I know
it was not easy. It was more so just lifestyle. Like, I had to work. When I went to school, I had to, you know, put myself through school and get loans and all of that. So it was kind of like this. Just, I knew I had a goal, I had a dream, I had a vision, and I was slowly working towards it. And then it just, you know, because I kept moving towards that, because it was just something that I was like, yes, I've got to do this.
And you finally got there. And so I wanted to, you've touched on it a little bit, but I know, so it's more, I think, in social work, like, some of us maybe got, like, you got guidance from a counselor or something in high school, or at some point someone kind of, you know, we figured out the technical piece of, like, you got to go to school, you need this degree, there's these different areas, some of that stuff. But to me, I think that a lot of us who are in social work or helping professions, it's more than that stuff. It's like about, like, really a love for the work or a passion. And I know you, you know, we're going to get into this part of your passion in a little bit, but I know even when we were working together, I knew a little bit about, I don't think I knew completely the whole story though, about you did a bike ride, that was really, I think, driven by your passion and desire to make a difference. So I don't know if you want to share a little bit about that experience.
Yeah, that was a great experience for me. I did this anti-human trafficking campaign because that was also another area where I was really passionate about and advocating for human trafficking survivors. And so I teamed up with a group of people and we did a ride from San Luis, or from San Jose to San Luis, raising funds for different nonprofits working with human trafficking survivors. So that was really cool. It was very challenging personally, physically, but also a great, it was a great opportunity for me to just kind of see what was in me and how far I would go. But yeah, I try not to talk about that too much because I feel like that's like, I don't want to be like, oh, look at this great,
Well, I mean, I know I was super impressed. As you can see, I'm a very, I have a lot of emphasis on physical health. If you take a look at me, and if you're listening to this, that may not necessarily be true. But what I was more impressed with was not so much like the accomplishment of it, but just like the motivation to do something like that. And like thinking about what kind of person is it that would do this in a good way?
Crazy,
you know?
One. I was like,
what kind of crazy person do I have working with me?
I'm barely trained and I do have a really big, like, passionate side for things that I'm really all about. And I think I just went full force and was like, you know, once you find something that you love, you got to just go.
It's like almost in. Like you don't even have a choice. Like it's in you and it's coming out.
I was like, I can't give up on this. I'm crazy for doing this. I'm going to do it.
Okay. So, you know, we're talking so much about like how much, you know, you really have been driven to do a lot of this work and it just comes naturally. Have you ever, again, this kind of speaks to what we'll talk about in a bit, but have you ever thought about doing just something completely different? You mentioned kind of teaching, which is related. This other stuff we're going to talk about is related. Have you ever thought about, like, we're in Silicon Valley, like an engineer or, like, just something totally...
A different career?
Yeah.
Yes. I think so this kind of falls in line with how I started my journey to social work. I've always loved doing hair. When I was younger, I've always done hair. I did my friend's hair. It was another thing that was in me. And I always thought, I'm going to go to school and be one of the top, like, hairstylists and go out there and teach and do trade shows. And so I actually started in cosmetology school right after high school. I went to community college and thought, I need a break. I'm going to get my cosmetology license. So I did that. And that was one of my plans. I always have backup plan sometimes. So one of them was do psychology, social work, and hair. So I went to cosmetology school. I did that. I completed it. But then as I got into the field, I realized that and I discovered that I was really allergic to a lot of the products and the chemicals. And just being in that environment is there's just a lot of different things that add stress. And so that was when I was like, okay, I'm going to go back to college and get my degree in social work because I can't survive off of being a hairstylist because I'm allergic to everything. So
well, that decision was kind of made for you.
Sadly, because it's definitely another area where I'm passionate about. And it is something that I do now. So I do hair on the side. I have a clientele base in the Bay Area, and it's mainly just, it's kind of a fun thing for me now.
It's who you are and it's your passion. And so.
I'm able to now modify and I know what products work for me and what don't. So that was kind of another career that I was going to do, but didn't.
So if you just noticed a little difference in the video, we made a little change. We're having some technical difficulties here, but we changed up the microphones because I think it's important to hear Mariah more than me. So we're going to keep going on, and now you'll hear Mariah, I think, a lot better. So back to the questions that we had here is, you mentioned, you know, your stuff in that, doing your stuff with hair on the side, and you have this other thing that we see here. You brought some of your materials here. Do you want to give us a quick, first of all, just explanation of what it is and what are you doing? Why are you doing it? All that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I love talking about my business.
Okay.
That's why I created it. So I launched a business that is Coffee for a Cause. It's a social enterprise business that works to help nonprofits continue to do what they're doing, specifically working with foster youth and at-risk youth, refugees, or trafficking survivors. And it's kind of a combination of everything I love. It's coffee, which I'm obsessed with. You can see me drinking my second cup of coffee, and it's not even noon. or it's afternoon. I don't know what time it is. But so coffee, it involves a lot of community-based stuff, connecting with people. So that's more of the social work aspect for me. And a lot of advocacy and spotlighting different nonprofits that are doing really great things out in the world. So Coffee People Causes, that's what this business is about. And I sell ethically sourced coffee, so it's all kind of sustainable-minded. It goes back to not just our community, but it's also kind of fueling that sustainable practices in the farming countries where the beans are being roasted. Or not roasted, being cultivated and then, you know, brought over here. So
it's still some of those social work, you know, philosophies and social justice and advocacy. It's all intertwined into this work that you're doing.
Yes. I work with foster youth and sponsoring them. So we also take different youth and sponsor them and help them with educational expenses, things that they might need support in, and just kind of getting through and accomplishing their goals in life.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Awesome. So, one of the things that I like to talk about, because it's something that, you know, always, like you said, having a backup plan or just other interests that are not only like our 9-to-5 jobs or whatever, always, I enjoy that. And I feel like there's a lot of people out there that also have these other talents and skills, but It's when you're working 9-to-5 and sometimes overwhelmed in a more traditional social work job, it's hard to take that leap. So was there any, like, how did you get motivated to just, because I don't think you grew up like running a coffee business or I don't think you had that background. So how did you just decide to take the leap and just do it?
Well, I guess I did have a little bit of the background because I worked in a coffee shop for like over 5 years when I was in high school. It's really what put me through college and a lot of things. So I experienced my love of coffee when I was very young, and always thought to myself, I'm going to have a coffee shop someday just like this. Mm-hmm. And so that was something that was also in me and kind of brewing a little bit. So I forgot your question.
I think that's a good way to answer that right there. You did actually have a little background, so it was
Yes.
easier for you to take that a less of a leap, but still a leap
It was
to start
definitely a
something
leap because
new.
I did quit my 9-to-5 social work job. And it wasn't, it was difficult, but it was also easy because I had a goal, I had a vision and a mission that I had been creating for about 6 months. And it just, I had an opportunity to work elsewhere and it fit with the kind of the schedule that I had in my mind that I was thinking would help me boost this business. So when I was approached to work for this other family, I kind of took the risk and I was like, okay, I feel like this is kind of a sign. Like, go ahead, you have to just do it and see what happens. I was really burnt out from social work, so I kind of I needed that opportunity and it was the universe was great
Yeah,
and offered it
things
to me,
align for
so it
you.
was amazing.
And I actually think that you said something really, really key, really important, that if you have a mission or a vision, a lot of times I think, and it sounds like you had the same experience, that that will kind of guide you. It'll get you through the tough times. Like when you doubt yourself, like if the vision is there, that will carry you when you're doing something scary that's kind of out of the, a little bit out of the box of what we normally do.
Oh, totally. Entrepreneurial life is really different than most people think, and it's very challenging and hard, but I think if you have that vision and those goals, so just keep working towards them always.
And so along those lines of continuing to work, because it's not all, glitz and glamour with your business. It's there's work that you have to do. And so are there any kind of skills, social work skills that kind of transfer or help you do your entrepreneurial stuff? I think we kind of touched on some a little bit, but anything specifically that transfers across from social work to your business.
I would say being familiar with your community and the needs that they have and the resources, because I've had people reach out to me that want to find out more about helping refugees. And so part of that is also my background in working with refugees. And because of my social work career and that, I was able to connect them to kind of a source. And being familiar and then just being that connector piece, I think, is important. And I kind of knew where to go. I think knowing your resources is really important as a social worker because
Yeah, for
there are so
sure.
many times when I'm approached where I'm like, oh, I got it. I want to, there's this homeless shelter or there's this program that will help you get a job or whatever. So I think those skills that I learned in my full-time career as a social worker, I really have been able to transfer over to working in the coffee world.
Because you're still working with people, right? Like the
Yes.
work that you're doing, although from the outside to some people might seem like very different, like social work, coffee business,
Yeah,
but
nobody's
it's
doing what I'm doing right now. So
I've
it's a whole new thing.
never heard of
And
it. Yeah.
yeah.
Okay. So, and so speaking a little bit to that no one else is doing it, how do you, and talking about vision, what is your vision, let's say for the next 3, 5, 10 years? Like what do you want to do with this business? How do you want to
Oh
grow it?
man. So every year I have a word that I choose that I try to envelop, and this year it's growth. And so I think that is gonna always be a word that I have for this business is to grow. I hope to one day pass it off and not be the main person doing everything. I hope to hire a small team and have a group of people helping me run this business. But I would say that in the next kind of my ultimate goal and dream is to have my own actual physical coffee shop location where it's like a hub and a resource center for foster youth, for people in need who need to come and just feel a sense of belonging, a sense of home, a safe place, but also a place where they can get really amazing, ethically sourced
Yeah, I
coffee.
mean, when you were saying that, I think a lot of our colleagues, like, what better product or thing to just give you that feeling of like comfort and home and It's almost like you're getting a hug. When I drink my coffee in the morning, I feel like I'm getting me a nice little warm hug to start my day from
coffee. Oh, totally. Coffee is like my happy place. Yeah, anytime I have it just makes me feel warm and good. So I want to transfer that into an actual location where I could have people come and just have a great coffee, but also community and a platform to just be safe and feel good and be around good
things. And create community. Like you create a community around coffee and all the other passions all come together.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so I'll give Mariah a chance to take a drink and we'll take a quick break so she can hit her coffee or her water or whatever. And I just, speaking of my, you know, interest and entrepreneurial stuff, and I mentioned how I have my interest, most of you are watching this somehow because you got information or listening to this. You learned about the social work mentor. And that's kind of something that I've been working on for my 9-to-5 job. It's a little side hustle. But the social work mentor that I've been developing is a resource for future and current social workers and other helping professionals. The social work mentor consists of a web app and an Android app and that I think you should definitely check out because it can be of assistance in your practice. And then we also offer courses. We have a little social work store that has kind of like social work shirts and hoodies and mugs. We're working on, swag. That's the word I was looking for. I'm not cool enough to think of that. But also we're working on, I think I mentioned courses and we also, the newest thing that I've added to our store is some kind of, if you have a private practice or something and you're working with kids with ADHD or ADD and they need help with self-regulation and stuff, there's products that you can, you know, use to assist with that. And so those are on our website too. So I won't say much more. You can go to socialworkmentor.com/links and you can find out all about the social work mentor stuff. So it looks like Mariah has hydrated. She had a little more drink, and we can stop talking about social work mentor and back to Mariah's efforts here. So I wanted to ask you, you kind of have spoken to the passion that you've had for human trafficking and a lot of stuff. Is there anything that has really stood out as being like one of the most impactful experiences that you've had as a social worker or in the field of social work? Like a real one of those things that just jumps out that... And I know sometimes it's hard because we do so much stuff and they all... I think sometimes when you've been doing it for a while, like, you know, sometimes people have stories that jump out, but some is just all like every single time is that story. And so it's hard to pick one out. Or even if I was also thinking about on the flip side of that, there's like I could probably name a few of the most frustrating things that I've run up against. So is there a particular experience that you've had in this field that was just so frustrating to you?
Again, that's a loaded question, but great. I love to answer all these.
So either something really awesome that stands out or really frustrating, or if not, we can, I got a lot of mo, so I can ask the question.
No, these are great. I'm just trying to think of I have in each kind of job I've worked in, I have different things that stand out to me in the social work practice. But I think one that has the most that has had the most impact on me was working for refugee foster care and working with all those kids and hearing the stories and the journey that they had to take to get here. And it really changed my mind frame of working with various people of different backgrounds and different cultures and coming from different places. And I think that has impacted me the most because I came from working with the county foster care to working with a refugee foster care program that's totally different. It's federally funded. It's not, it's not at all like county foster care. So I think that that transition and learning about different type of foster care services was really different and impactful. But then also just the youth, they were so amazing. And it was just the most, I think, powerful time that I had when I worked.
That's an interesting, I hadn't really thought about just how different county, you know, foster care is from, you know, all the other things that are out there. And mm-hmm. to be able to have that perspective is a pretty unique thing.
Yeah, I feel very privileged and honored that I had that experience, because now I feel like it's really helped me to be a bit more balanced in my mm-hmm. social work practice and understanding of people of different ethnicities and cultures and history.
I can see that for sure.
So
okay, so so other than education, for some people out there that maybe are you know, in high school or still trying to figure out what their career paths are going to be, and they're working on their education. But other than education, how do you think that people can prepare themselves for this kind of work? What other things could they do besides, you know, BSW, MSW?
Volunteer. I think that volunteering is really important for the community, for building a resume, building experience, work experience. I would recommend to high school students, and I always recommend it to, like, all the kids I work with, is volunteer somewhere if you're not sure, because you have not as much responsibility, but you'll get some, mm-hmm. and you'll get a lot of experience and exposure to what path or what type of environment you want to work in, whether it's a hospital setting, a school setting, mm-hmm. or, you know.
Because you don't know, like, you have a kind of high-level idea, I think, sometimes, mm-hmm. but you don't know until you really roll up your sleeves and get in there and start doing it.
Right.
That you figure out, maybe this isn't what I thought.
Right, and that's okay. It's totally okay to take different routes and do different
things.
That's
like the purpose, right?
I've done so much in my life where I've transitioned and changed from this to that, and it kind of feels overwhelming, but at the same time, it's really helped me to narrow down mm-hmm. what's important to me, what I like, who I am as a person. Mm-hmm. But I think also in kind of conjunction with volunteering is just really get to know yourself. I think that's super important to figure out what your strengths and your weaknesses are, and go based on that. Don't go based on what your best friend is doing, because mm-hmm. you're both two different people. So remember your strengths and weaknesses and emphasize jobs that are kind of catering to your strengths.
Mm-hmm. And kind of speaking to that a little bit, the question that transitions me to is how do you take care of yourself with, you know, the work that you do, the experiences that you've had? What do you do just like on Mariah time?
Oh, gosh.
What does that look like other than coffee?
Yeah, I'm always drinking coffee. So lately, I've been really trying to incorporate, Instagram has really great bucket list people that will literally create a bucket list for you. So I've been trying to be more mindful of...
Can you explain that a little more? Because I'm kind of new to Instagram. No, I know a bucket list, but like on Instagram, I'm new-ish to Instagram, and so I don't... What is that about? Like the Instagram bucket list?
Thing. So I say Instagram bucket list, but it's really San Francisco bucket list. I'm totally putting like a shout out to them because they're it's been awesome. I follow them and they make these different lists that people can go and explore and try out new things in San Francisco or all over the Bay Area. And since
and
I'm
kind
not,
of documented on Instagram,
they just will literally have like pictures of places that you can go and check out. They'll say like top, you know, cafes to check out in San Francisco. Mm. And so there you go. You have seven cafes that you can go and check out if you love coffee shops or whatever. So in my free time, I've been trying to do a lot of those things because
that does sound cool.
I love being adventurous and trying new things. And it's been everything I've tried, whether it's, you know, a food place or an actual place, it's been really amazing and mm-hmm. added so much fulfillment to my life. So that's kind of how I've been taking care of myself lately.
Okay. So I'm glad you're doing that because number one, it's something that you enjoy. But number two, I just found out something that I might start doing. So that's a benefit to me. So I think you kind of talked a little bit about this, but my last question that I have before we get to the lightning round that I forgot to tell you what we're going to do.
Oh, no.
But is just what's next? Like the next, you know, whether it's with the Advocate or with your bucket list or family or anything, like what's next for you on your horizon?
For me, I feel like my life the last couple of years has really been about my coffee business and building that. So it's still going to be that. and I'm starting to blog, which is really nerve-wracking because I don't like to be so exposed, like these type of things. So I'm trying to be more open to putting myself out there and letting people know my mission and doing it in a way that's staying up to times with the trends. And lately it's been videos and TikTok and all these things. And people are telling me, you got to do this, post videos and do TikTok. And I'm like, oh my God, I don't know. Yeah. So I think that's on the horizon for me, is to be more of like a blog style coffee business, selling my coffee and just getting out there more.
And I'm glad you say that, because I think for many of us that just come from social work and we're not like the business background or whatever, it's kind of, you know, we're very community oriented. We're very, we did this, this is a team. And I think, you know, as someone who ventured into that in the political realm recently and with my little business stuff, like it's hard to talk about yourself and promote yourself and be out there. So, you know, I commend you for that, just because I know how you got to come out of your comfort zone. For many of us, it's not natural. This is not, it's not what we kind of got into, but the passion drives us still.
It is. And I'm definitely more of an introvert. So it's something that is really foreign to me. Like when people ask me to do podcasts and they want to post a video, I'm like, okay, let's do it. But it's
like, all right, cut. We gotta do.
If it's for something good and something that I align with, I'm all for it. And I just have to get past that, like, introvert
side. Well, so speaking of that, since you did get, you know, out of your comfort zone and you did this, and I appreciate and thank you for being my ever guest here. I think we did an okay job. I learned some new stuff about you. And if I need my hair did ever pretty soon, I know where to go.
Thank you.
Do you want to give a little more? So you have here some of your coffee. We have a candle mug, a little dual purpose thing here. And you have a tote, it looks like. Do you want to, is there a particular website or web address they should go to, or any information you want to give people? And I'll put all the links too, but anything.
Everything that I do is really online right now. And my website is just theadvocatecoffee.com. And you can find all of the different types of roasts that I have, my blog, and anything really. Any way to get in touch with me, you can go to my website.
All right.
I'm on Instagram, and eventually I'll try YouTube and TikTok.
All right, and I'll connect all that stuff here.
Cool.
So the final thing as we wrap it up here is our lightning round.
Ooh.
No pressure, but we'll see how you do. So these are just quick, you know, first thing that comes to your mind answers.
Oh no, don't do that, because I have a really weird mind.
Well, we're all going to see
that.
Okay, they're not that hard, though. What's the first thing you do when you wake up in the morning?
Make coffee.
That was easy. Dogs or cats?
A little bit of both.
You got to choose?
Oh, my gosh.
I just want to see you squirm. That's fine.
I don't know.
Okay. Wine, beer, or non-alcoholic?
Wine.
Okay. Mountains or beach?
Both.
Again, another both. Okay.
Sorry, they're so majestic in different ways.
Favorite cereal?
I don't eat cereal.
Okay. I'll replace that with pizza or hamburger?
Pizza.
Okay. Last amusement park ride you got on?
Oh, I was just at Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk, and it was the, I forget the name of it.
But was it like a roller coaster?
It was
or
the
water
one where
ride?
You're in the cage and you can like go around.
Like Tilt-A-Whirl or something? I don't know.
Something,
but we get it.
Yeah.
All right. Do you sit in front or the back of the classroom?
Usually back. But I know in my my heart I need to sit in the front, because I'll pay attention more and I won't be like observing everybody.
Favorite social media platform?
Instagram.
Okay. Do you check email first thing or wait a while?
What do you mean? First thing.
Like first thing, first start of your day. Is
Oh, yeah. I usually try to always check my email. When I'm making coffee, I'll look and see if there's anything super important.
All right. Work with groups or individuals?
Individuals.
Okay. And the last one, we'll see if it applies. case notes immediately, or I'll get to it later.
Oh gosh, the dreaded case notes in the social work world. Well, I think
but we do have those people, like those people that are on it, and we have people like me that are like, it'll happen at some point. What about you?
I try to get to it right away because I am kind of type A and I like things to be organized and I hate being behind, but in casework, social work world, you're always behind on case notes. So
yeah, it's hard to stay
it's really hard to stay on top of it.
All right. Well, that is it for our episode one, first episode. We had some technical difficulties, but we've come out on the other side alive. So we did it. Thank you again to Mariah for being our first guest here on our podcast. Check out her website that I'll put the links to, and also Social Work Mentor that I'll also put links to, and also subscribe to this podcast because you see how awesome it is. We won't always have a guest like this, but we're going to try our best. So make sure you subscribe or follow or whatever it is so that you get notified when the next one comes out. So thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Thank you, Mariah.
Thank you.
We'll talk to everybody soon. Bye-bye. 's for listening to the Case Notes from the Field Social Work Podcast. I just recorded the next episode, so make sure you subscribe to this podcast so you don't miss out. Have a great week and keep helping people.